Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and welcome to this April 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. This month's cover shows glorious herbaceous borders full of colour with lush green grass, trees in full leaf beneath a clear blue sky. And inside is a feast of flowers, from different Norfolk growers to Philby's Petal Power. We hear about how incredible bats are and visit a village shop in a time warp. We have our regular features and contributors too, and with our readers Kevin Ford, Sam Elmhurst, John Francis and Caroline Aldry, we're ready to go. But first I'd like to introduce you to Sally Abbott. Sally is joining me to help edit and coordinate the running of the magazine, so you'll be hearing more from her in the future. Welcome aboard, Sally.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm very much looking forward to being involved. Now, I'd like to introduce Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
At the time of writing, we're in the midst of a severe salad crisis. You cannot buy a cucumber at any price, peppers are beyond value, and cherry tomatoes are trading at the same value as uncut South African diamonds. It's one of those, surely things can't get any worse moments in an era when the world has an apparently endless capacity to disappoint. But this, unlike pandemic and war, is something we can take affirmative action about, is it not? Time to break out the compost and start growing one's own. We have form here at Castle Acres for growing, though not the sort of form that stands up to scrutiny. Last year, we planted a modest half dozen tomato plants, carefully staked out in the little grow bags, protected from the wind against a nice warm wall. They were fed and watered and pampered like they were delicate children. From finger-long babies, I'm sure there's a proper gardening term out there somewhere, they grew and prospered, flowered and fruited, popping out small green globes of promise. And that's what they stayed, small, green and globulous. They were still hanging on in November before we gave up the struggle and chucked them in the brown bin. The cucumbers didn't even get out of the seed packet. Our dear neighbour Dennis, who sadly passed a few weeks ago, was a whiz in the greenhouse and would leave us food parcels on the front doorstep, fresh, fragrant and delightful. His tomatoes were little spheres of popping flavour. The cucumbers would surely have won medals at prize shows, and his chilies were proper scorchers. He grew them for fun, as he didn't like them himself. He also grew fabulous rhubarb, stalks tall enough for Jeff Boycott or his grandmother to have used as a cricket bat. Appropriate, as Dennis was a proud Yorkshireman, self-sufficient enough to be clambering about on his walls in his 97th year, knocking the moss off and clearing the gutters, bringing our bins in. We'll miss him. So this year we'll have to fend for ourselves, produce-wise, though I'm wondering if the new vertical salad farm being built not far from here will have a clearance outlet. It will produce an astounding 6.5 tons of salad a day. Surely they could let the locals have a bag or two at discounted rate? Well, like the rhubarb, all good things must come to an end, and the time has come for me to hand the editorship of Norfolk magazine on to someone new. I've enjoyed the 6-odd years I've been in the chair enormously. We've weathered some challenges together, to be sure, but we are still here. It's been a lot of fun. I've met some wonderful people, learned all sorts of things about our home county that I didn't know before, and I'm constantly reminded we are so lucky to live here. The wonderful Rowan Mantell, who's been an absolute rock for me since I joined the magazine, will be the steady hand on the tiller after I've tottered off. Thank you for your forbearance. I'm now heading for the garden centre. I've heard that courgettes are quite easy to grow and, in the current climate, maybe a better investment than gold.